Well, let's bring our business editor, Charles Pellegrin, now for some perspective on that summit. Trade obviously high on the agenda, but notably discussions around China's electric vehicle exports to Europe.
That's right. That's one of the points of tension in the relationship between Brussels and Beijing. The EU has enforced tariffs on China's electric vehicles entering the common market after a probe concluding the Chinese manufacturers benefited from an unfair advantage because of state subsidies. That was made permanent for 5 years back at the end of 2024. Well, one such company is Zeekr, which is part of the wider Chinese Geely Group. Since 2021, they've delivered hundreds of thousands of vehicles, and they are expanding their presence in Europe. Let's speak with their acting Europe CEO, Lothar Schuppe, joining us live from London. Thank you so much for being with us on France 24. So as the representative of a Chinese EV maker with a presence in Europe, I'm just wondering if we currently have Mr. Schuppe on the line or not. There you are. Okay, so basically, what are you hoping for from this meeting between European and Chinese leaders?
First of all, I have to say we are a very clear supporter of free trade. So our clear statement is we are opposing against the tariffs, because what we believe is that tariffs only will have a negative impact for the consumer, and that doesn't help at all. So what I think for Europe and for us would help to really find here agreements going forward. However, we are very much convinced and committed in Europe. We have established an R&D investment here with the technology center. We have a global design based in Sweden. So our commitment goes beyond that discussion. And we will expand, and having launched already 3 models in Europe, and doing that further.
How do you explain the fact that Chinese brands like yours have managed to increase their market share for electric vehicles in Europe in spite of these tariffs? How do you expect that to keep happening?
Yeah, we have just commissioned recent days a survey where we have a lot of learnings out of that. And we see that the mindset of the European customer is shifting fast. We see that at the moment, after the first half of 2025, we have peaking with an all-time high. 1 million EVs are sold in Europe. So there is a big opportunity, and 5% of these sold cars are already from Chinese manufacturer. And the survey shows clearly that a big share of the consumers are considering already now a Chinese car as a new electric car when they buy it. And that's simply because we see that our technology and our product features and performance is above the conventional and traditional manufacturers which we compare here in Europe.
There are a lot of people in Europe who would say that that edge that Chinese firms seem to have, both in quality and innovation, to a certain extent that was fostered by the Chinese government and a support program, which some in Europe find unfair. What do you make of that particular point?
Well, I think what is happening right now in Europe, that we gain trust of the consumers, and that we are simply, with a company invested here in Europe, are clearly behind the requirements of the consumer. And we are simply also faster in our development processes. So we can be with speed to market, clearly on the consumer demand and the product deliverables which we are having. Just some examples, our new Zeekr 7X with 600 kilometer range, 13 minutes charging from 10 to 80%. That is what the consumer really appreciates. And they are looking for a price-value proposition, and there we are having a competitive advantage.
So some interesting data has come out this Thursday from the European Automobile Manufacturers Association. It shows a rise in sales of electric cars, while overall sales have fallen for the month of June. Battery electric cars specifically have risen 7.8%. Hybrids, though, still dominating. What needs to happen for full electric to really take off?
I think the product developments which are right now ongoing, especially also in the Chinese manufacturers, are hitting the segment of the European demands. However, what still is present, and we see it's removing slightly the anxieties of the European customer. We see Charging speed is one of the points. Range, it's about costs, but it's also about infrastructure. Charging infrastructure in the countries and from the manufacturers offering is important. So, for example, we are offering 600,000 charging points in 27 countries with Zeekr, and this is where also the anxieties of the consumer will be removed, and we will find a much more faster acceleration in the future.
I want to talk about Zeekr's home market in China. Competition there has been ferocious, with quite a few brands, quite a few competitors engaging what's been described as a price war. There's even a Reuters report from earlier this week showing that Zeekr, as well as another manufacturer called Nida, have found a way to inflate their sales numbers in China in order to reach very ambitious sales targets. Well, beyond that particular story, what can you tell us about that cutthroat environment in China, and how does that affect Zeekr's company culture, including in Europe?
I have seen that coverage, and I think our Chinese colleagues have clearly reacted on that, that they are not into zero-kilometer used car sales. However, I think our company culture is that we are at the heart of the customer, developing our R&D processes. We are agile, with a high agility moving forward, and I think that is what is counting. We are not looking for short-term success. I think mid-term and long-term, the investment in Europe, what we are striving for, is very important. We are now live already in 7 markets, having substantially invested with partners and dealers and ourselves, and we are now continuing our expansion in the big markets like Germany and also France, obviously, where we will see soon our Zeekr products in these markets.
Lothar Schuppe, you are acting CEO of Zeekr Europe. Thank you so much for sharing your insights on France 24. There you have it, Karis. Interesting perspective on that issue of the Chinese electric vehicle imports to Europe.
Indeed. Thank you very much, Charles Pellegrin, for that.